Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here Thursday, October the 14th, 2021, 17 minutes past the hour. And we have got about two more days of this warm weather before we head into the real fall weather coming Saturday, late Friday night into Saturday. And I guess we'll just have to deal with that. But you know what? We are now, well, as of tomorrow, halfway through this month. So in October, we usually expect cooler temperatures. So the fact that they've held out for the first 15 days of this month is pretty darn good. I gotta tell you, we've got a lot to talk about today, and really no guests on the show, so we can kind of get back to open line talk here. Somebody used a term with me last night, and I'm hoping you, the audience, because I always say the audiences are much smarter than I am, can help me with this. What is Indian summer? Now, would this be considered Indian summer because we're now in autumn as of September 21st or 22nd, depending on which meteorologist you talk to? Because we've had such warm temperatures and because it's going to be like 85 today on October the 14th, does that mean we are in Indian summer do we have to get cool first? Do we have to have really cool temperatures for like a week or two before we would go into Indian summer? And what does Indian summer mean anyway? Can somebody tell me what Indian summer even means? Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, interviewer and chauffeur to the important people and taker of calls from unimportant people, but you ask a science question, because I'm a bit of an amateur.
I'm ready for it.
Weather enthusiast. I'll answer Indian summer because there are some misconceptions. And it depends where you are because it won't even apply if you're in South Florida, for example. The official definition of Indian summer is when it warms up after the first frost. Now, we do have like the first light frost or the first killer frost. We've not come close. And with these lows in the low 40s, we might see 30s in some outlying areas. But Marion, Columbus, Delaware, looking at the forecast through the end of the month, we're not going to be forecast to be below the low 40s, so this may not come until after Election Day. But if you get a frost, and I think even a light frost is okay, as long as it's one that will kill tender vegetation, then it warms up, I would say at least around 70, which is likely going to do, except I'm not seeing that forecast until many days down the road. Some people say, well, this is Indian summer because it'll be in the 80s today, 20 degrees above normal. No, because we haven't had that cool down. I think we had mid-40s, I think, several days ago. But it's just been summery. So the Indian summer is not on the horizon. And it might not frost until next month, and we may not get Indian summer. But that's typically what happens. And also, as you know, it tends to warm up like that January thaw, the first week or two of January. It gets to the 50s or 60s. So we get that also, but we would probably still see frost. So that's my definition. I've heard other ones. And just kind of depends where you are, but with the four-season climate in Ohio, it is certainly an annual event.
So just to make this clear, Indian summer happens after the first frost, right, when we get warm temperatures.
Yeah, and again, warm is relative, but I would say at least upper 60s. And it depends if it's wind. I mean, if upper 60s with wind and damp conditions is not the same as sunny and light wind. I mean, today we're going to have some gusty winds, but they're going to be warm winds with temperature. I mean, even above what might be normal in some parts of the listening audience area.
So
middle of July.
So Saturday, when we dip down to 60, and it looks like we're not going to be back up in the high 70s or low 80s for quite a while. Now that's seasonal.
Yeah, the normal range is mid 60s, mid 40s. But these transition seasons, because right now we're about halfway between mid July and mid January, which are close to the warmest and the coldest time of the year. It'll jump, and you know how spring does. You know how March, we always seem to get a day where it's like 70s, you're ready to turn the air conditioner on, and then it snows again. And it just depends, of course, the location. Around Mansfield, there are some higher elevation areas, so it may be a little cooler. Southeast Ohio, even though it's south, and it sometimes it gets these warm spells, it's more rural in most parts of it. So we might see the colder temperature. You look at the weather map, sometimes you see, well, Chillicothe seems to be one of the coldest parts of the state, but that's 45 miles from the Kentucky border. And then on a typical summer day, often it's Chesapeake, Portsmouth, one of those places that's the warmest. And then, you know, Toledo often is the coolest, but it depends. And then you have the lake effect snow areas, the eastern Cleveland suburbs, and sometimes the snow blankets the ground and keeps it warmer. So Ohio, you know, with the four seasons, it's quite fascinating. And, so, you know, with the weather, the guy that's doing the weather temporarily kind of told me, it's the weather's more interesting than it sounds. If you want the same weather every day, yeah, move to Honolulu or South Florida. But I kind of like the excitement of the four seasons. Sometimes you get the four seasons in 1 week, and we're going to have about three seasons in 1 week.
But it's going to be pretty stark going into Friday night, Saturday morning, and then it doesn't look like we are going to bounce up temperature-wise anytime soon like we did early in October.
Yeah, I'm looking at the extended outlook through the 28th, and basically after this introduction to autumn, we're going to see low to mid-60s through Thursday in 2 weeks. Thursday the 20th.
Yeah, so it'll be normal.
Not a lot of precipitation. It's mostly sunny, small chance of rain. But this often is the driest part of the year. So September, as you know, is often the nicest month. We lose the daylight quickly, but the days are perfect in the 70s, low 80s, and nights are cooler. The air just seems cleaner. We don't get the thunderstorms, and every year is a little bit different, so I really enjoy the variety. And where I used to live, worked in broadcasting, and went to school just south of Ottawa, Ontario. You wear shorts if it's not snowing. And living up there, I said, "Oh, Columbus, Marion. That's the South." Is when we don't you don't wake up and it's 20 below. At least doesn't happen every year, certainly. So you get used to it, and you know, right now, 40 degrees sounds like a winter coat in heat weather. I don't think it's that bad. I would wear a jacket and not wear shorts or sandals, but I mean, certainly compared to what we're going to have today, it's cool. But then middle of January, you know, sometimes it hits 35 and you think it's a heat wave. It's all kind of relative. But yeah, today being in the mid 80s, it's going to seem warm out there. That's a decent day even in July. So
all right.
It's delightfully quirky, a bit like myself, I guess.
Well, thanks, Adam. I appreciate it.
No problem, Scott. Have a good show.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. Well, Adam will have a show today. 2:10 to 3 p.m. here on the station is the Adam the Computer Guy show. And, of course, Glenn Coble will be on when I'm done this morning from 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon. And then we will have Swap Shop today from 12:10 until 1 p.m. Now, does anybody have any other definition of Indian summer? I think that's probably the right definition that Adam gave us, that you have to have a frost and then warm temperatures, like we will have today, 80-something, 70-something, but we haven't had a frost, so you can't have Indian summer yet. There will be warm days in November. I don't doubt that. That normally happens. We have warm days in December. They just don't stick around. But I wonder what the span is to call it an Indian summer. I'm sure it has to go a number of days. Saying that, let's say we had the first frost at the beginning of November. Well, do you have to have 3 or more days or 4 or more days of high temperatures to consider that an Indian summer? Because I doubt just one day in the 70s in November would be considered an Indian summer. And I wonder where that term comes from. Not so much the meteorological, if you can say that right, definition of Indian summer, but I wonder why that's the term, Indian summer. What does it have to do with? Does it have anything to do with Native Americans or indigenous people? Where did that whole thing come from? If anybody knows or has any ideas, give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. As I said, it's a very exciting morning here, because this morning, one of our other show hosts, Pastor Craig, who does the program on Sunday morning from 11:10 a.m. until 12 p.m., Study His Word, stopped by this morning and brought me some of the McDonald's glazed donuts that stick together. You know, we all see them on the billboard out there. I haven't got a chance to eat any, but as I was telling him, I have seen these on the billboard, and they look good to me. They look so good. But sometimes the billboard, the ordering board, can be deceiving. So I was told by Pastor Craig that they are very good. So I'm excited to get into these here in just a few minutes. Has anybody else had the donuts at McDonald's or have anything to say about Indian Summer? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. And we are going to have trivia this morning and a fun way of doing trivia that I don't think we've really done. We certainly haven't done it in a while, so stay tuned for that. And we don't have any guests today, as I say, so there should not be any problem with that. But I do want to update the Geraldo Journal very quickly here. You know, this thing started, I mentioned this yesterday, it started on September the 16th. And as Adam confirmed yesterday, there really is a journal in the studio, and every day we do update it that we are here. So let's reflect back on some of the Geraldo Journal. And September 16th, started the Geraldo Journal, gave Geraldo contact info. Geraldo went nuts on Twitter at 9:37 a.m. You see, this is why we keep a journal, to know this sort of thing. And then we'll flip to any date here. Let's flip to September 22nd. We gave the front desk line at WTAM. We gave the address at WTAM. We talked with Sam Donaldson. He's going to call Geraldo to get him on the show. I have hope. Thunderbolt called the station. No answer. WTAM, that would be okay. That's the 22nd. We'll flip to the 29th. Did not hear from Geraldo. This is September 29th. Found out Geraldo was in top secret contract negotiations with Fox that were settled yesterday. Listener called and talked with WTAM. Response, why would you want to interview Geraldo? That was their response. Talked to Rob. He said he emailed Matt. We think that's me, but we don't really know. He felt that we were bombarding the station with requests, and he promised he would call somebody, although we come to find out that never happened. Flip to another page here, October the 11th. Did not hear from Geraldo. Emailed Geraldo personally. No response as of yet. Hope springs eternal. And now, let's go to today's journal entry. And again, we have offered this to the Historical Society when we're done. They can have the Geraldo Journal. Let's go. What do we got today? Now, by the way, if anybody has any new information to impart here, give me a call. 740-383-9944. This is 10/14/21, and it's an easy journal entry today. Did not hear from Geraldo. So that's where we are on the old Geraldo Journal today. Did not hear from Geraldo on October 14th. Coming close to 1 month with this now, on the 16th, it will have been 1 month. So over the weekend, we will go into 1 month of having the Geraldo Journal. So that is that. Now, do we want to get into the game right here this morning off the bat, or should I go into another story that I want to talk about? I think we're going... Did anybody yesterday, when I was on with Glenn, have anything to say about the whole idea of women who wear the masks for COVID, that when they pull the mask off, there's a lot of makeup on the mask. I did not realize this until this week. Now, being a man and not wearing makeup, I really have never thought about that during this entire COVID thing. I work with women, but I guess I had never noticed. And then the other day, I was in a room with a female coworker, and she took her mask off for a moment. And when she did, I happened to glance up and see that there was something on the inside of the mask, which was odd to me. And I'm thinking to myself, should I ask what this is? And I did, and clearly the answer came back, makeup. But I don't know how I never noticed that with any other woman that I have been around in the last 2 years. It very, very strange. But I'll tell you, as I said yesterday, this particular mask, it looked like Leonardo da Vinci had painted something inside this mask. That's how bad it was. So, you know, that's that's maybe why I noticed it a little more than I would have noticed it with somebody else. Just a lot of stuff going on the inside of that mask. And as I said, what also was interesting to me about the inside of the mask was that the person's skin tone, I guess is what I should say, not really skin color, but the person's skin tone seemed to be on the inside of the mask. And that's interesting to me as well. Because now I'm wondering what the skin tone of this person really is, because it might be being covered up with artificial means, let's say. But has anybody else noticed this? I find this fascinating. I think this is highly interesting. Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. Or has anybody else noticed anything when it comes to these masks that people wear? I think it's just very interesting. It's just an observation, and that's about where we are at this particular point. If anybody has anything to say about that, Indian Summer or the Geraldo Journal, feel free to give me a buzz here this morning, 740-383-9944. And I do have a little story I want to start the next hour with as we play today's game. So what we'll do is we'll get into the game right now. We have about 25 minutes left in this hour. And then next hour, we will... I'll talk about the story that I want to talk about, and then we will do 25 minutes more with this game. Now, here's the game today, and I really like this. Here's how we'll play it. I am going to give you the name of a country music song. Because as I've always said, country music is, I believe, probably Marion's favorite music. It seems as if at the Popcorn Festival that country music draws the biggest crowds and typically has for years. Uh-oh, somebody's honking outside. Listener going by. All right. It typically is the most popular music here. Back in the early days of radio, country music drew the biggest crowds to the studios here in Marion. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a popular country music song, and to get in on the competition, I need you to tell me who sang that song. That's how we'll do it. So, let's start with the first song here on this list, and these cover all years. They seem to be maybe more in the last 20 or 30 years, but they go back further than that. So here's the first song. Just tell me who sang the song. What country music artist sang the song? Coat of Many Colors. Now, I think that's a pretty easy one off the bat. Who sang Coat of Many Colors? Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Coat of many colors, and you'll be entered into a competition here. Well, somebody knows that right off the bat. I like that. Somebody is on the ball. Go ahead, caller.
Not going to hog your show, Mr. ITT / COTS, but that was the lovely and ageless Dolly Parton.
That was Dolly Parton.
I'm not using my brain because, you know, I do claim to be that walking encyclopedia of music, which includes some country. And, you know, we all love Dolly Parton. There's somebody with multiple talents, underrated actress, you know, beautiful lady who's ageless, kind of like Cher, great activist for all people, and good singer, songwriter. She plays guitar. Love Dolly.
Yeah, but when do you think that song came out? That's
one of her early songs, kind of like Jolene. I don't think it even... Jolene didn't chart in top 40. I don't think Code of Many Colors did either. If I have to venture a guess, I would say 1970-ish.
Yeah, that's an older song. So, yep, it was...
So I'm an older person, but, you know, I don't get older, I get better.
It was Dolly Parton. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Code of Many Colors was Dolly Parton. All right, next song. And some of these songs, the titles are funny. Boot Scootin' Boogie. I believe that was a line dance at one point as well. What country music artist performed Boot Scootin' Boogie? And that's exactly how it's spelled, too. S-C-O-O-T-I-N. Boot Scootin' Boogie. What country music artist performed that song? 740-383-9944. Here comes a call. Somebody knows out there. Go ahead, caller.
Brooks and Dunn.
Brooks and Dunn. Now, was that not a line dance as well?
I think so, yes.
I think it was. Very popular. Well, thank you, Phyllis.
All righty. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right, Phyllis is in this morning. Boot Scootin' Boogie was Brooks and Dunn. All right, well, here comes another call. This could be because of the delay. Get in on the next one. Here we go. American Saturday Night. Who did that song? American Saturday Night. 740-383-9944. And again, these are all of these are considered very popular country music songs. So we've got American Saturday Night. Who was the artist who performed that song, American Saturday Night? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, American Saturday Night. That may not be as well known as some of these other songs, but a popular song, apparently, at some point, nonetheless. I think more maybe of a recent song, probably. American Saturday Night. Does anybody know who sang that song? We got Coat of Many Colors. That was Dolly Parton. We got Boot Scootin' Boogie. That was Brooks and Dunn. Who did American Saturday Night? 740-383-9944. This might be bad that people don't know who sang this song. It may say something to the song's popularity. Clearly. American Saturday Night. Who did American Saturday Night? 40 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. These donuts over here are calling to me at this particular point. Who sang American Saturday Night? I'm going to throw another one in here, probably a little easier, to see if we can get some answers. Who sang Chattahoochee? What a name for a song. Chattahoochee. Who did that one? 740-383-9944. And again, these are all country music songs. All country music songs done by big name country music performers. A matter of fact, I don't think there's a name on this list that I do not recognize. So now there are two on the table. What country music performer did American Saturday Night? And what country music performer did Chattahoochee? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. The phone lines are wide open. 41 and a half minutes past the hour on this particular morning. Phyllis, the only one in the competition this morning. But does anybody else have country music performer knowledge? Which is really what this takes here. American Saturday Night, who performed that, and who did Chattahoochee? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Looking for the performer's name. That's all we're looking for. Go ahead, caller.
Alan Jackson sang Chattahoochee.
Alan, didn't I just read something about him having a muscle disease or something?
I don't know. I haven't read it.
I think I saw something where he had revealed he has some kind of muscular disease, which is...
That's too bad.
That is a shame.
So good.
Yeah, he was a very upbeat songs.
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks, Phyllis.
Yes. Alrighty.
Bye-bye. All right, Phyllis in again. She knows her country music this morning. Chattahoochee was Alan Jackson. Okay. We still don't know who did American Saturday Night. Maybe not as popular a song as I'm sure the performer would have hoped. Who sang American Saturday Night? 740-383-9944. And we'll go on to another one here as well. Here's a quarter. Call someone who cares. Who did that song? Here's a quarter. Call someone who cares. Who was the performer of that song? 740-383-9944. Here's a quarter. Call someone who cares. Or American Saturday Night. 740-383-9944. If anybody knows either of those performers, give us a call here. And we can chat about it. Get you in a Get you in the competition to... I'm thinking about those donuts. I think that's what's tripping me up here. I will get you in a competition to possibly win a pair of tickets to Boo at the Zoo. We'll do the drawing before we go off the air this morning. Or a pair of tickets to the Wilds, which are good through the end of this month. All right, the two songs, American Saturday Night... Or, here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Can anybody tell me who performed those songs? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Now, apparently, we've got people who know online, but they will not call in with the answer. I think they would be eligible to win the competition here if they're right. Maybe they don't know if they're right. See, that could be it as well. Give me a buzz if you know the answer. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know who performed American Saturday Night? Or... Here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Who was the performer of that particular song? That's what we want to know. Go ahead, caller.
American Saturday Night, Brad Paisley.
Brad Paisley. Now, did you Google it or did you know it?
Oh, no, I Googled it.
You Googled it. Have you ever heard of this song?
No, I never heard of that song.
Now, did you see the lyrics or look at the music video to know what it's about?
I just
Googled for the answer.
I was curious about who did it because I never heard it.
Yeah, I've never heard it either. You'll have to listen to us, and I mean, I'm sure it has something to do with Saturday Night, but I don't know what the premise is.
Oh, on a side note, I was listening last night, and he was interviewing the Joey something, the guy that the last living Bozo clown.
Yeah, Joey DeOria.
Yeah. I once saw him on Let's Make a Deal.
Oh, yeah, he did do the Gong Show.
No, he was a contestant on Let's Make a Deal.
Oh, he was on Let's Make a Deal?
Yep.
Now, this would have dated back probably to the 70s?
Nope, he was on there with Wayne Brady.
Oh, in recent years?
Yep.
Oh, what'd he do?
He was a contestant. I think he won. I can't remember if he... But yeah, I mean, Wayne Brady got him to do a little bit of the Bozo voice, and yeah.
Isn't that something?
I couldn't believe it.
Well, that's fascinating. Wait, thank you. We got you in the competition, Scott.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yep.
Scott's in the competition here. He did get American Saturday Night. That was Brad Paisley. Haven't heard the song, but... And I don't think anybody knows what the song means, but there it is. 46 coming up on 47 minutes past the hour. The other song we've got here. Tell us who sang the song. That's the competition this morning. Here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Who did that song? Here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Who is the performer of that song? Now, here's another one. Now, anybody who is a fan of the sports world should know the performer of this next song. All my rowdy friends have settled down. Who did that song? Go ahead, caller.
Was it Travis Tritt?
Travis Tritt did Here's a Quarter, Call Someone Who Cares. We got it.
Okie doke.
Okay, gotcha, Ralph. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Ralph is in this morning. His country music knowledge is coming around. Here's a quarter, call someone who cares. That was Travis Tritt. Okay. All my rowdy friends have settled down. Who did that song? All my rowdy friends have settled down. And I'll give you another one, so we have two going. The Chair. Well, what a title there. The Chair. Who did The Chair? Go ahead, caller.
Hank Williams Jr.
Hank Williams Jr. Now, was this similar to his Monday Night Football song?
I don't know what that was.
Yeah, I don't... I it seems to me like the titles are kind of similar, but was this a fairly new song, or is this an older song?
That's an old one.
Old one? All right, we got you. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, Phyllis is in. We've got Phyllis in three times, Scott in, Ralph in. Yeah, all my rowdy friends have settled down. That's Hank Williams Jr. All right, we've got The Chair. Who performed The Chair? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. And here's another one for you. Good Hearted Woman. Who did Good Hearted Woman? So we've got Good Hearted Woman and The Chair. Who performed those songs? 740-383-9944. And, of course, each done by a different performer. All right. Go ahead, caller.
It's me again. It was George Strait.
George Strait. Now, what was The Chair about?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I never cared for him, but I just know he sang that song.
Now, he's the one who always dressed in black, wasn't he?
No.
No.
No, no, not George Strait.
What was...
Johnny Cash always dressed in black.
Yeah, I remember Johnny Cash always dressed in black, but I thought George Strait had a, like, a gimmick.
No, he always wore, like, a tan-colored hat.
Huh.
I don't ever remember him being dressed in black.
Now, is he still performing? Oh, he is. Still out there. He must be...
Well, I'm not going to call in anymore. I'm getting ready to go play cards for the day, so somebody else will have a chance.
Well, good luck at cards.
Okay,
thank you, Phyllis. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Phyllis got in. It was George Strait did The Chair. All right. 740-383-9944. Phyllis got in... five times this morning, she knew her country music knowledge. Okay, 51 minutes past the hour here. Now we've got Good Hearted Woman. Does anybody know who did Good Hearted Woman? Who's the performer there? 740-383-9944. Good Hearted Woman. This is one of my favorite songs, and I will tell you why when somebody gets the answer to it. This Kiss... Who did that one? This kiss, and it's the weirdest reason in the world why I like this song. But I'll tell you once we get the answer. Who did This Kiss? Who is the performer for that song or the performer for Good Hearted Woman? 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. 51 and a half minutes past the hour. We've got Phyllis in four times, Ralph in once, and Scott in once. All right, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Faith Hill.
Faith Hill. Now, can you guess why, and she did This Kiss, can you guess why I like that song so much?
No, I sure can't.
Well, I'll tell you why. It's the silliest reason in the world, but in one of the lyrics, she says, it's centrifugal motion.
Right.
And I thought any song that can work centrifugal motion into its lyrics has to be a good song.
Right.
Hey, thanks, Ralph.
Okay.
Bye-bye. There we go. Ralph is in again, but that's why I like that song. You know, the rest of it really doesn't mean anything to me, but there's a line in there that talks about centrifugal motion. And I think that is hilarious. That could be worked into a country song and just like it was meant to be there. So Ralph is in again with This Kiss, Faith Hill. We still don't have Good Hearted Woman. Who did Good Hearted Woman? 740-383-9944. And we'll throw in another one here. Now this is funny because the name of the performer is the name of the song. But the... Well, you'll figure it out. Who did Tim McGraw? That's the name of the song. Tim McGraw. Who did that song? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Looking for the people who performed those two songs. Who performed the song Good Hearted Woman? And who performed the song Tim McGraw? The song is titled Tim McGraw, but of course, Tim McGraw did not sing that song. But I have said on many different occasions that the person who sings this song is the smartest artist in music today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 54 minutes past the hour here. Phyllis in four times this morning. Ralph in twice. Scott in once. Who else is going to get in here? Looking for the performer of the song Good Hearted Woman. Who did Good Hearted Woman? Or Tim McGraw. Who sang the song titled Tim McGraw? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here. We'd like to know. I don't think I've ever heard either one of these songs. It's not like centrifugal motion. But this show every morning kind of moves in centrifugal motion, if you ever notice. But I do have some donuts here today. I tell you, these McDonald's donuts are calling to me. I have a break coming up in 5 minutes. So this is going to be exciting to try the donuts that Pastor Craig dropped off this morning. The glazed donuts that stick together at McDonald's. All right, does anybody know any of the performers to these songs? These must be difficult. 740-383-9944. Who did Good Hearted Woman? That sounds to me like the title of one of those good old country songs, back when country was called country and western. And then we've got the song Tim McGraw, which I wonder if that was weird on, weird in any notion to have a song named after you. Who knows? Go ahead, caller.
Billy Nelson.
Who's that?
Willie Nelson.
Not Willie Nelson, but a good guess.
On the other song.
Yes.
Did somebody answer the other song?
On Good Hearted Woman?
No. I can't remember what you said now.
Tim McGraw?
Huh?
Tim McGraw?
No. But it wasn't Willie Nelson, huh?
No, not Willie Nelson. But I'll tell you, of that era, it's that type of performer.
Okay, Scott. Thank you.
Keep thinking. Yeah, it's that type of performer, but not Willie Nelson. Who did Good Hearted Woman? That's the one that's kind of sticking with us here this morning. Who did Good Hearted Woman? And the other one, Tim McGraw. Tim McGraw is the name of the song, which is kind of confusing doing this type of trivia, because we're looking for the performer of the song. So, who did Good Hearted Woman? Now, it's not Willie Nelson, but it's in that era of person. This person who sang this song would have been one of Willie Nelson's contemporaries. There's no doubt about it. And then who did Tim McGraw? The person who I say is the smartest person in not only country music, but possibly the music industry. And I really genuinely feel that way. Who did that song? 740-383-9944. Good Hearted Woman and Tim McGraw. Those are here we go. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Who's that?
Waylon Jennings.
Waylon Jennings. That is the one. You have got it. We'll get you in there. Thanks, Larry.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Larry in the competition here. It was Waylon Jennings who did Good Hearted Woman. Waylon Jennings. All right. So we've still got Tim McGraw here. Who sang the song titled Tim McGraw? Does anybody know that? And we'll add another one. 57 minutes past the hour. Okie from Muskogee. Now there's an oldie. Go ahead, caller.
Taylor Swift did Tim McGraw.
Taylor Swift did do Tim McGraw. And what's the song about? I've never heard it.
She's on a date and... Oh, I'm trying to think. She's
on a date with Tim McGraw?
I think she's on a date, and Tim McGraw was playing, and it's part of her memory type of thing.
Oh, so she was on a date with Tim McGraw.
No, not with him.
Oh, not with him.
Tim McGraw was playing.
In the car.
So when she thinks of this, she thinks of Tim McGraw.
Oh, when she thinks of this date, she thinks of Tim McGraw because the music was playing in the car.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll have to listen to that song.
It's a nice song. It was one of Taylor's first ones.
Do you think that Tim McGraw might not have liked this?
No, I think he'd be flattered.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I guess. But do you
he
think
might
it...
might not like it very well, but...
Well, that's what I'm saying. His wife might not like it very well. Because Taylor Swift, you know, she's been known to... what should I say? Taylor Swift has been known to be linked to many, many performers.
Yeah, but this was a nice presentation of Tim McGraw.
Well, that's
angry with him.
Well, that's good. Hopefully everything was hunky-dory.
Yeah.
All right, we got you, Mary. Thank you.
Okay.
Marianne, Tim McGraw was sang by Taylor Swift. In my opinion, the smartest person maybe in the music industry today. Okay, Okie from Muskogee. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Okie from Muskogee. Isn't that old Merle Haggard?
Merle Haggard. Is he still alive?
No, I don't think so.
No. But, you know, had you ever heard Tim McGraw?
I have not heard that song, I'll be honest.
Neither have I. Are you a country music type of guy?
Only the good old southern country music. I like, you know, like Willie and Waylon and... Merle and them guys.
Now, Okie from Muskogee, how many years ago would you say that was?
Oh, I'd say that was probably the 60s or 60. Something like that, maybe 70s. I had an old cassette tape in my first car, and that's why I remember it.
Oh, it would have had to have been. Well, I'll tell you what, we got you in, Ryan, and we're going to do some more of this next hour, so hopefully you can stay tuned.
All right, thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Ryan. Bye-bye. All right, well, we've got a varied group of entries this morning so far. We've got Phyllis and Scott and Ralph and Larry and Mary and Ryan, and we're coming back to do some more after this very short but very important break here on WWGH Radio. Go out and listen to a song, maybe Tim McGraw.
And I must tell you, I was a reporter in Washington for 52 years. The next 47 is the easiest. I mean, the first five was the hardest.
You know, it's interesting, Sam. I was talking to somebody the other day over a few radio stations. I've been doing this for 17 years, and boy, I'll tell you, it never gets old.
No, it never gets old, and it's always interesting if you are smart and if you keep up on the topics that people are interested in. And the list of guests you've had